Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Matthew Casanelli, and I'm here to help teach automation to everyone.
I'm Alex Cox, and I, in the year of our Lord 2019, am holding a new iPad mini.
Yes.
And I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Oh, man. I'm holding it like a young child, right? Like a little baby. Oh, my gosh.
It does just make me smile sometimes.
It's so cute. Oh, So I wanted to ask you about, I guess we should say, if people don't know, somehow the iPad mini was updated for the first time in 4 years. I probably should have done that research. I think so. Yep, 4 years. And it now has the same chip as the iPhone XS, which is kind of bonkers to me because it's like, what? It's not just like a new iPad mini. It is right up there with all of the other than the iPad Pro. It's right up there with all of the fastest iOS devices there are. And I mean, we can get to comparing it to other iPads later, but is this your first iPad mini?
No, I had the iPad mini too. And also, just to clarify, you bought one outright, and then the new iPad mini, and I bought one to test and to review. So I'm kind of making a judgment call. And my comparison is the iPad mini 2, which was the last one before Touch ID. And so it was, I think, still pretty comparable quality, but I think that other one was a little bit better. But at least for me, it was kind of like, this is how long you kept an iPad mini. Or it was mostly like, it wasn't worth updating in the last few years because they didn't update it at all. So it's kind of like there's probably a bunch of people who did make the jump from the iPad mini 2 up. And so I kind of wanted to see how it fell into the line and also what it was like to use the Logitech CRAN across iPads, which is interesting.
Yeah. I'm so happy that the Logitech CRAN, the beautiful cheap Apple Pencil that was originally, well, Apple CRAN, whatever. It was originally released at the iPad Education event that happened in Chicago. And when I saw this thing, I was so excited because I was like, okay, a cheap pencil, Apple Pencil alternative that children can use. And it's like this thing is built. I also have one of these in my hand. It's built like a little tank. And however, at the time, you could only use it with the new iPad that was like the $300 education version that was not crap, but why would like...
I mean, it was the cheap... It wasn't an iPad Pro, and it was in an iPad... It's still like the definitely the most affordable option, which is great because it's very low cost. And I want to like think about that when we talk about the iPad mini pricing later also. But it's
sure.
Now there's the iPad Air also, so there's like another level up. But that is at least for entry-level people.
Did you get a Logitech CRAN?
Yes, I did. And I've been playing around with it because I wanted to see just like the fluidity of using it across devices, because you can't use the Apple Pencil 2 on the iPad mini. And so it was kind of like, if I want to use a stylus on this, I have to get something other than, like, I didn't want to buy the Apple Pencil 1 again. One thing about the Logitech CRAN that's actually kind of interesting is that it doesn't work with an iPad that has an Apple Pencil attached. And I noticed that because I had to completely disconnect the pencil. The second I started using that one, the CRAN just stopped working on the iPad. And so it was a little duplicative, and I like especially not really wanting to have multiple styluses. Like if I don't have the iPad mini, it doesn't make sense to have the CRAN then, because this Pencil 2 already works between the both of them. And so it is like, I like this thing, but and then even further, what I really noticed was that the iPad mini doesn't have Tap to Wake, which is pretty big for the pencil and being able to like start writing notes immediately. And so I totally felt that.
Because you can, absolutely. And you can, once you have woken it up by touching the home button, you then can tap to take notes, but it's at that point, it's...
Yeah, that's not nearly as smooth. It is crazy how that little difference actually adds up a lot. But in it, just for if anyone's listening, you can like customize whether it creates a new note every time you do that, or creates like opens to the last note created from the lock screen, or just the last note you had open in notes. And so it's actually pretty, like, just in terms of note taking with the pencil or the crayon, it's actually great on most iPads. But the tap to wake part is what it's like. An experience thing that makes it into the pro device versus it's like good enough if you're just handwriting. So at least for my theory was that this is like a good notebook tablet where you can just sit there and write on it. Because sometimes like the iPad 11 inch is a little bit too big. And also I now have an inherent fear instilled in my body of breaking my iPad, because, which is actually, I did realize that I had never broken any Apple product before. Oh, I guess I fell on my watch, which I don't consider that like dropping it and breaking it. So it was like, I was like, now I'm always like holding my iPad. It's like the second I go over any hard surfaces, it's like, and even part of my review of the iPad mini was that I was sitting on it on the couch and didn't even feel it, and it didn't break. And so that's a pretty good sign that it's a, I'm pretty sure if it was just a regular iPad, I would have shattered it. So it's got a little bit more durability. I don't know. We gotta wait for the bend tests on YouTube.
Wow, I didn't even consider that, but I guess you're right, because it's all aluminum around the side, and there's not the one weak point where there's inductive charging and it's just plastic. Yeah,
and just the, I think the shape of the hard edges can, along with the way, just like even the size of the device, the fact that it's not as big means there's not like as much distance in between those edges if I'm putting pressure in the middle.
How do we get on bending this beautiful little child in half? Oh my gosh. I don't know why you were so hesitant to, I don't know if you were hesitant to try it out, but you just are not too enthusiastic about this little guy.
I think I was super pumped about it for a little bit. And then in using it alongside my other iPads, it changed, like my behavior changed throughout the last 2 weeks, kind of multiple times, because definitely right off the bat, it was like, oh, I can go to a coffee shop with this in my pocket and like in my jacket pocket. And then, that's like a huge difference. Not my jeans pocket. Like my phone doesn't even fit there.
It doesn't matter. Do you think women have inner jacket pockets? No.
Well, even just like throwing it in a bag that you don't have to like make sure your iPad fits in there, because even the 11 inch one in my, I have a Peak Design sling and it's still like, I'm thinking about, oh my God, I'm going to break this now. So I'm way less concerned about the iPad mini.
Oh man. I haven't had an iPad mini since Gen 1, and I have been using that until I got this one. I loved it. I remember going to an Apple store. Like, when the iPad mini came out, like on stage, I'm like, oh, this is super cool, but I have an iPhone and like, yeah, I'm fine. And then I went to the store and I started playing games on the iPad mini and just kind of lost my mind with how cool it just felt like the future. Like, this is the thing that we would all be carrying around, taking notes on, like in a business meeting, like Westworld style, like floop, floop, floop. And then in the Apple stores, that's what happened too, was I think until fairly recently, or maybe they'll start doing it again, they use their iPad minis for a lot of administration stuff, like checking people into the Genius Bar and whatnot. But yeah, then the iPad mini just kind of, I really didn't think it would ever be updated. But wow, it feels really good in the hand again. Like,
is it,
man,
is the big difference just that it's faster now and like can keep up? Because for sure, like the iPad 2, even with the iOS 12 optimizations, it wasn't super snappy, or maybe it just degraded like point update over point update after that.
Are you talking about my original iPad mini?
Yeah. Or even get that?
Nope. Yeah, that's iOS 7.
Oh my God. I was going to say the iPad mini too. I think that's what's fascinating is it's probably going to be the last update that gets. And so it is kind of like the whole breadth of iOS updates goes back to the iPad mini 2, which is, what is it, 5 years now? Like, that's a long...
Yeah, that's...
Planned
yeah.
obsolescence, though, you know?
Of course, obviously. Mm-hmm. Do we want to get into the less... I mean, there are many cons, and I know that we wanted to do, like, pro and then con, but I almost think a lot of them go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Except for what you were going to say about note-taking. Like, did you find a big difference in terms of when you say note-taking, although you believe that digital notes are, you know, they don't exist.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself, like, actually taking notes?
Yes, up until I put the developer beta on it and it broke that. And I think that's what was actually an interesting perspective. And this was bad timing to be testing a tablet that for note-taking when it no longer did palm detection. And so at least the iPad mini is small enough that I could still kind of write on it, but it basically made that impossible to use. And so I didn't really realize, or I think it maybe had installed itself or something like that. I didn't mean to. And so about halfway through, I just like couldn't really take notes on it anymore. And I kind of stopped using it because of that, because I think I definitely bought it with the intention of like, if this is going to fit into my workflow, it'll probably be because of the handwriting part a little bit better and like some of the personal side of it too. But it did just kind of, I mean, I really like handwriting on it, but I think it's a little bit small even to handwrite on, which is funny.
Huh.
Because when there's not enough space for you to like move your hand to the side and keep writing, you kind of just go off the edge of the, like your wrist has to go off the edge for you to write all the way across on the screen.
Right.
And also like I was constantly writing in vertical. I always say portrait, but it's like vertical. And so it's a different experience when it's on its side too. It doesn't really feel like it fits that way because it's a little too short.
Oh yeah, you're right. I guess so. Interesting. I have always, even before there was pencil support, way back, I used to just use one of those, you know, touch sensitive styli, a stylus that was one of those crappy like little rubber tip things, and I would use that to take notes on my iPad mini, and I just adored it. I adored being able to hold it with one hand. I, you know, couldn't fit it in a pocket on my person, but I was able to fit it in a small pocket in a backpack. And this is probably one of the best reading devices ever made, I think. Like,
yeah.
It is just, it's like a paperback in your hand, except it's, you know, magic and holds all of the books in the world. Ugh.
Yeah, that was what, so in the first few days I read a book, which I hadn't in a while, and so I was kind of like, oh, okay, I see, having just, I mean, the screen compared to the iPad mini 2 is just, it's laminated against the glass, so that means it's a lot closer, and like the other one looks like you're looking through a black rectangle at a screen that's below it. And also I noticed today I took it to a coffee shop and it was at full brightness and I could read it, but I was like trying to turn it up and it can't get any brighter than that. Mm-hmm. So it is still bright, but it's not as bright as some of the iPad Pros. Not enough nits.
I have the nits. And it doesn't refresh at a 120 hertz, just 60, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, which was the first time I had ever seen handwriting in the Notes app, like, drag behind what I was doing, because I've been using the iPad. Or, like, maybe the original ones, I didn't... I guess still the pencil, though, is faster than the crayon, so that was definitely... But it's also, like, fine. I didn't really care. But I did totally... I think there was some cool App Store article about using Shaper to do, like, 3D tools. Downloaded it, got three steps in, and it was like, you have to have the Apple Pencil and the sensitivity.
Oh.
And so I was like, ah. Like, it got me into using the pencil more, but then I couldn't use the pencil for the specific thing I did want to do, because I wanted to, like, map out my desk for all my cable management, because I'm in a giant mess right now.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Yeah, like, actually doing real work on the iPad. But so the ergonomics part is what's interesting, because I totally was like, I think I was reading something that was like, the iPad mini is a one-handed device, and I was like, whoa, yeah, I forgot about that. It's like, blew my mind, even though that's what it was pitched as originally. But also, I don't like using it with one hand, because it feels, I mean, maybe this is because I have problems with RSI from my iPhone XS Max, but when you hold it in one hand, it, like, leans backwards and, like, puts pressure on your arm in the same way that my phone does. And so I did notice, like, trying to just sit there and do the little, like, pinch in the corner and just reading, like, after a while, it was pulling on my arms in the same way that I was trying to avoid. So, and then also when I was holding it to type, it's so small that you have to pull in your arms a lot in order to hold it. And so when I would go to type in my hands, I realized it was pulling my shoulders forward, like, a ton compared to the other ones.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's, like, both ergonomic, but also not, or it's not necessarily, it's, like, portable, but not ergonomic, in my opinion.
I can type faster on this iOS device than any other.
Yes. But that's, I don't know, it kind of, like, it did pull my arms in. And so that's, I was like, I got uncomfortable, even though I could type better, it was, like, less comfortable. And which makes sense for why they threw the keyboards on the pros.
I think I typed faster on the iPhone 5 and 5S. Rest in peace, iPhone SE. We hardly knew ye. But that was part of the appeal to the ergonomics for me. I didn't even notice the arm thing. And I just realized doing it that I have large things on my chest that protrude. So no matter what iPad or phone I'm holding, like, there is a certain threshold where my arms are basically hitting my boobs anyway. So that isn't... an issue I noticed, but because I genuinely was like, wait, what? Huh? What? But yeah, and the same thing with the leaning. I'm trying to picture the leaning forward. What do you mean by, like?
Well, it's mostly just that if you're holding a 12.9 inch iPad in your hands, first of all, it's probably going to be in landscape, so it's wider. And so it's like, holding, your hands are a foot apart, versus the iPad mini in portrait, they're like half a foot apart. And by bringing in your wrists, you're probably, like, just hunching forward slightly, because it's, like, the same as typing on, like, a truly ergonomic keyboard versus using one that, like, even the iPad keyboard, you have to, like, pull your wrists in order to do that. And at a certain point, people just have bad habits and lean forward too. But I mean, I think this is, like, the iPad as a device, and I think what's interesting about it all is how it fits into the whole landscape, because what I found super refreshing about the iPad mini was that I didn't feel like I had to justify it being productive on it, because, and this is totally, like,
interesting,
a mental hangup or something, but it's, everybody's like, can you do real work on an iPad Pro? Nobody's asking, can you do real work on an iPad mini, which is, like, you can, by the way, but
oh, heck yeah, you
but
can.
It's like, it was felt like it was for reading and for note taking, and like didn't have the expectation of like, well, also, or the price tag to justify buying something like this. And so that was like, I can just think about this as an entertainment device and like a mini little tablet, not a pro slate that you need to work off of and stuff like that.
Yeah. I will say this actually is more expensive than the base level, or what I guess now is just called the iPad. And that starts at like $330, whereas this starts, I think it's
$399. I think it's $399. But
okay.
Also, pre-tax is the thing that always gets me when I buy an iPad. It's like, I'm only going to spend this much. It's like, just kidding. At $200 plus any, like the crayon and stuff like that. But I mean, you were being slightly harsh, but I personally wouldn't recommend that iPad to most people unless cost is the major feature, because it is like the iPad Air now is the old 10.5 inch iPad Pro without the dual speakers and without that refresh rate that you talked about. But the speaker part is an interesting, did you notice that? It's like, this isn't a good Netflix device because it has bad speakers.
On both the 10.5 and the iPad Mini, and then
it's an iPad Air now.
Yeah,
the good one.
And quote, then good one.
Yeah, it's like the iPad that most people would probably buy if you're going to buy one that wasn't a Mini would be that, because the iPad 11 inch just gets a lot more pricey and you might break it. No, but I mean, that's not my that's what we'll get to in a second, that we have, it's a lot more clear now how to recommend iPads to people, but I still think the entertainment part is fascinating, because it is such a lot of people are saying it's fine for kids, which is true, but I think there is the place of it to be kind of like your Kindle or your little notebook that you write on to. If you have AirPods or a HomePod or something, it can just kind of be a remote to your audio, which is kind of nice. Like, I like changing the source on the iPad Mini to be on my HomePod, because then I can just kind of control the audio and not not going to play something from the iPad Mini itself. So
I took this iPad Mini with me on a fairly strenuous work trip, and I didn't bring my other iPad, my iPad Pro 11 inch. And I was like, I wonder if I can get everything done on here that I can on an iPad Pro. And the answer was a resounding yes. Obviously, that's not the answer that everybody is going to be able to say. So I brought along a very thin little keyboard. It's the Logitech ones. Apple and Logitech, they're buddies. it's sold, I think, exclusively in Apple stores, and it's so thin. Like, it is basically thinner than like a Field Notes notebook, but I mean, it's probably the size of the 11 inch. Let me measure. Yep, it's about the size of the 11 inch iPad Smart Keyboard Folio. And so I use that for typing. I also actually made shortcuts for the first time without a keyboard, which was kind of cool, because it was even more like, it was nice. But anyway, I did all of that on my trip. It was not great for watching. You're right. It wasn't super great for consuming media. I forgot how good the iPad screen looks, even though I watch, most things are in 24 frames per second or 30 frames per second when you're watching it. The screen is just better on the iPad Pro, obviously.
Oh yeah, did you notice the size of everything? Because I used the iPad Mini pretty exclusively for 3 days, and then I went to the 12.9 inch iPad Pro, and I was like, oh my god, everything is huge. It's actually just way smaller on the Mini, and that was hard to see at first. It was kind of like I moved up the text size and then moved it back down because it didn't look good. But I felt slightly old at that point.
It helped me realize that I needed a new prescription for my glasses. So I'm wearing new glasses and feeling great. Yeah, thanks, iPad Mini.
Those look good, by the way. I voted in your, or I guess you just said on Instagram. But
oh, yeah. I put on Instagram my new glasses and I was like, yes or no on these glasses. And when you post something like that, it's absolutely just fishing for compliments, which I 100% was. And I'm like, bring it all. Tell me I'm stunning. Do whatever you want. I'm ready. And then there were like 10 people who were like, nah, which was fine. But I was like, oh. I mean, I asked for your opinion. Thank you. And they were like interesting. They weren't like assholes. It was like, no, I would choose something that contrasts with your hair more. And I just thought that was very funny that I got like, again, a woman. I got constructive feedback about my looks on the. It was anyway, but I like them and I'm keeping them. Anyway, welcome to the Alex Cox Fashion Hour. Let's return now to the iPad Mini.
To our regular program.
I do like how it's just kind of shrunk down. That's what makes it such a great companion to the iPad Air, because it really is just a choice between sizes at this point, between the iPad Mini and the iPad Air. And I cannot think of a reason why someone would not buy the iPad Mini unless they needed the power of the Pro. Or rather, I can't see anybody being like, this is lesser than the 10.5 inch, other than the fact, like, if you need a keyboard, okay. But I know you have opinions about how people should buy iPads. Well, not how they should, but how have you been recommending iPads now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because I recommended the original or the last iPad to somebody because it was the only option. And I think they've been using it for a long time. But at the same time, now I wish they could have the iPad Mini. Like, I don't know if they actually use the screen size, but even just for like the screen being better. I think that's like, if you have an older device, I'd say either the iPad Mini or the iPad Air is worth upgrading to. If again, I mean, I think that's why, like, I'm working on a guide on my website that's recommendations because there is like so many different use cases now. And I do think there is a solution for everyone. I think like the hard one is wanting to use your iPad as like a screen for videos because I do think, I mean, even the aspect ratio of the 11 inch one, it's wider. And so it'll look better on there, and you could just use it as like a TV,
which I kind of do.
I think it's the iPad Mini is honestly pretty easy to recommend to people. I think the iPad Air is the one that's like, I mean, it probably just comes down to cost at a certain point, or like future proofing, because you totally could get an iPad Air and an iPad Mini and use an Apple Pencil across both of those and be good for years and years. That's what's it is like. These iPads are good enough for so many people that it's kind of like the only reason people wouldn't buy them now is cost and probably iOS in its current hated on state, especially particularly for the iPads. So it's kind of like, at least now, if Apple can sell you on it, it's worth buying for any level of it. Even like the cheapest one, because it is still, those are still functional and they're iPads, like it's versus nothing.
One thing that we kind of glossed over that I am super stoked about is the Logitech Crayon works with both the, it now works with every iPad that is sold, which is super duper cool. And I understand like why the iPad Air and the iPad, the new iPad Air and the new iPad Mini only support the old iPad Pencil or iPad Pro Pencil, the old Apple Pencil. What in the world? Whew, there's so many words. But the crayon, I honestly think, is like the best option for most people. Well, I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, it's so close to being like perfect. Yeah. But then it's kind of like, I mean, I feel like we almost need to get into the final judgment of it, because whether or not you use the crayon does depend on which devices you have. Because I'm kind of leaning at a certain point, I don't know if I need it, even though I like it a lot. And that's kind of what's sort of my conclusion about the iPad mini, is that I love it and I absolutely want it and I'm going to return it because it is $700 and I do not need it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, it's like, as an Apple nerd, it's totally like disappointing to say that, but it is like, I do have a 12.9 and 11 inch, which is already way too much. And having this is, it's like a complete luxury. And I totally will buy it at some point in the future when I strike it big. I don't know. but it is like, I don't really.
Patreon.com/supercomputer.
Yeah, the millions of Patreon subscribers. But it's basically just like, it fits a certain place that I think the 11 inch serves me better for what I want to get out of it. And I think it is, it's like, they are pricey things. These are pricey toys, and it being a personal device, while it totally justifies itself, it doesn't justify like the cost in my current setup.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is kind of just like, I want it. I'm not going to keep it though, because it's like ultimately a little unnecessary.
I do not want this iPad, and I am going to be returning it this evening, actually. Yeah.
Are you going to use your old one still?
No. After my trip and after using the iPad mini, I was like, I love this. It's so simple and nice. And then I started thinking more and more about why I liked it so much. And it was because I was using my phone much less, because it's just, you know, I'm holding this little thing and it has everything I need on it. But that wasn't, I was like, okay, there's a bigger issue at hand here.
Using your phone too much.
If the only reason this is making me happier is that it's not my phone. Don't know about that. And I did not like having two iPads, which in the past I have done the multi-pad lifestyle, but I am kind of trying to just pare everything down. Like, I don't need this, and I don't think I want it, because I kind of like just having one iPad. I kind of like having that one computer for everything. Oh, don't email us. You know what I mean? And I do like the ergonomics of it, but the more I've been, like, for the past two evenings, I've been using my 11-inch iPad, and I'm like, you know what? If I use this to the point that my hands start to hurt, then there is something wrong, and I should not be doing that. The same way that I think people have serious RSI issues with the number of stuff, and it's like, okay, is it that you have a repetitive strain injury, or is it that you really should not be repeating those motions over and over again? So I'm going to try to just basically do everything, kind of go back to what I was doing before, where I use my iPad for everything except large loads of production, audio, video editing, and some automation stuff that's only on the Mac. And just, dare I say, I want to go sort of the minimalist route in terms of my devices. I do think I'm going to get a Kindle. I got a Kindle Oasis for Christmas, and that's the one that has like the little handle almost, like it's incredibly thin, and then the battery holds itself.
Oh yeah, that weird design.
Yeah, and it's a great design, except then my cat stepped on it and the screen cracked in half.
Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah, I forgot you have a giant cat.
I also have a giant cat. But if I were to have sat on it, the same thing probably would have happened. And so I've read two books in the past week, and it is because of this size. And I realized I was using my Kindle less and less because I'm like, it's just for it. Luckily, it was under warranty. I was like, my fat cat help, and they replaced it because it's Amazon, and they'll be like, what? Whatever.
The fat cat claws.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even a claws pun, but.
Oh, it. Bravo! Bravo!
I'm sorry.
But really, I'm like, oh, I think I just like this size and this form factor, so I'm just going to get a Kindle and see how I like one of the like cheap ones that you can just kind of like throw and really treat like a paperback book and not stress out about this like $200 e-device that But yeah, it's very strange that I'm like, I'm so enthusiastic for this as a product, but it's not for me right now.
Yeah, and that's okay. Yeah. You don't have to buy every Apple device.
Well, I know, but I've just been longing for this for forever. And however, I do think if it was in the form factor of the new iPad Pros, that I would probably
that'd be pretty. It'd be like,
ooh, it's real nice.
That is like, I would probably be interested in, especially once it moves to the USB-C realm too, and it actually would be future proofed in that capacity.
Yeah,
or like,
exactly,
I'm gonna try editing this episode on the iPad mini in Ferrite to see how that goes, but even then like at a certain point I do want the screen space or like the ability to have my hands on it while I'm using it. I think a quick aside also, I definitely have been feeling the using my phone less part too, partially because of AirPods, and I've been experimenting with just using my watch and the AirPods and stuff like that. But it is like, I want to use my iPads more because I think I've said this on the show that based on screen time data, I'm more productive when I use those versus my iPhone. But at the same time, it is like, just for casual reading, I might just still use my iPad mini too, because it's still, at least for now, able to sync and everything. So it's like, not, I can't take it outside or to a coffee shop in the sun because it probably wouldn't be readable there, but it's like you were saying, I'm happy for this to exist, and that's because there are a lot of people who will be better served by this, and Apple was serving the pro market for a while and not so much the non-pro iPad market. So it's kind of like, I'm excited because I even have a friend who bought an iPad mini just for shortcuts, and like, I think this was the older version,
It is
like, he's an Android user and now has like a device that gets you in at least partially into the Apple ecosystem, because I think that's at least, I don't know what Android tablet anyone should buy. So,
yeah, that's the thing. I think the iPad mini is a pretty good computer, but a great tablet. And now I can confidently tell somebody, oh yeah, you are going to get absolutely same functionality as the iPad Air. It just depends on what size screen you want. I've already heard from a lot of women, actually, like, yep, I finally have a purse iPad again, which I think is really cool. Like,
that's the pocket part.
I'm so glad. yeah. My one thing is, I do wish that maybe they had a lower end iPad mini that was similar to the iPad that's $250.
But it's kind of like, that would be a
nitpick.
I think it would be so not good and so affordable mm-hmm. that like everybody would buy it and be like, this is not good though. That's yes. kind of the problem.
Good point.
Expensive enough that I don't know. That's what it is still though. Like if you jump up for 64 gigs is probably enough for a lot of people. And if you're not using mm-hmm. the entertainment, like installing movies or downloading movies and stuff like that, then you could probably get away with it. The cellular part of an iPad mini is actually pretty interesting because mm-hmm. it could totally be a hotspot device. And just like, I think my friend for a while, this was a few years ago, but he got rid of his iPhone and just used an iPad mini with cellular and used like a dumb phone for a while. I don't think it totally worked out, but it is like Google Maps and stuff like that. You can use it from there if you really wanted to go minimalist. That's the true challenge.
Oh, God. Well, like we talked about before, I mean, really, all I would need is my phone, and I've got my little keyboard now. I am going to keep this keyboard and the Logitech crayon, actually, because I actually don't have my own Apple Pencil. There's one that I use for work when we're doing, like, art stuff, but for me, I feel like I can just throw this crayon in my pocket and not be nervous about losing it. Like it's still expensive, but also it's much more rugged. Like you can tell that this was meant to for a toddler to destroy. Yeah.
The shape is nice and like it. Did you notice? It's very lightweight and smooth, and like mm-hmm. I think I like. In the first like 10 minutes I was using it, I just kind of like threw it somewhere and I was like, what the heck? Like I did not mean to do that. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, it's shaped almost like a carpenter pencil. And yes, there's no inductive charging, but unlike the first gen Apple Pencil, this has a female lightning port. So you can just charge it the same way you would your AirPods and your phone and stuff like that. So
yeah, I did notice that at the coffee shop though, that if it was dead, I would have been out of luck because I couldn't plug it into the iPad to charge it. And I just didn't have a charger with me. So it's a different consideration. Like you do still kind of need to have a little battery bank because it could just die on you. But I noticed like, I mean, I guess I don't remember if we really did say that you can just switch from one iPad to another immediately. And
it's very cool.
Like it doesn't need to pair. You turn on the pencil. Or you turn on the crayon, start writing on one iPad, move to the other, and just keep writing. And it's not like you need to attach it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for letting me talk about my precious baby that I'm going to return, the iPad mini.
Yeah, it is interesting because I think it'll be a great product for a lot of people. And I am super happy that it exists. But it's like, yeah, I don't need it right now. So bye-bye.
But in the future, as soon as it gets the same form factor, I know that I will cave and get it and then be like Captain Picard with his big stack of iPads. Oh, it's so great.
I've definitely felt like that a couple times this week walking around. It's like I just happen to bring them down stairs and then it's like, oh, I got to bring them all up. And I'm like, good God, this is like, please don't trip because.
Oh, I know. Like, when people ask me if I have a stressful job, I say, yes, what job isn't stressful, you monster? But they often ask me it when I am carrying, like, 7 iPads on top of one another because we use them for point-of-sale stuff. But walking around with 7 iPads on concrete, not super fun. Oh, boy. Matthew, where can people find you on the internet these days?
I'm going to tease a new one, and you can follow me on Twitch, because I'm going to do some live streaming here soon. Twitch.com/MatthewCasinelli.
Did you say Twitch.com?
Twitch.tv.
Oh,
you can find
noob.
Me on Twitch.tv/MatthewCasinelli.
Spoken by someone who plays Xbox. And you can find me not on Xbox, but on Twitter at Alex Cox, spelled COX and not the other way, and on Switch at Alex Cox 42 if you're into Nintendo games.
Oh, you don't want to read out your friend code?
Oh man, you can also if you want to be Pokemon Go friends, I'm almost at the limit, but on my Twitter profile, you know, I'll pin it. My Pokemon Go player ID is there too. Let's trade, especially if you're on a different continent.
And for anyone who wants to support the show, you can donate to our Patreon, which gives you early access to episodes and a monthly live stream of what we're doing to discuss the behind the scenes of the show. So that's kind of coming here soon, along with this gear that I just got. And also, if you want to know about that gear, we have a little occasional super short secret podcast that is covering some of that stuff. So we just recorded me talking about this new live streaming gear.
Seriously, everybody, thank you so much. And this is a separate thing, but Matthew has created this lovely group in Discord that, what did you call it? Like, just
the shortcuts.
Yeah. And it's an amazing resource. And our friend Tim, I'm sorry, Tim, I can't say your last name. And you were just on such a good episode of
Slab of Glass.
Yeah. And anyway, Tim drafts Evangelist, as well as Rosemary Orchard, a previous guest. They're always in there offering tips and tricks, and I mean that in a not gross way. So you should check that out too.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We've just been talking casually about shortcuts, and I'm trying to use it to have a place that's not just everybody shouting at each other on Twitter. So I'm glad to see everybody in there talking and sharing ideas. And even you, Alex, you can share ideas. You don't have to be scared.
It's much less intimidating than I expected. All right. Thank you again, everybody. And this has been another episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds.